The Secretary General expressed concern about the recent decline in official development assistance that developed countries give to developing countries.
We are all aware of the constraints on finance today, and yet the successes of the MDGs and other development initiatives clearly show that smart investments will make a lasting difference in the lives of families, communities, and societies. A strong financial commitment to human solidarity today will improve prosperity and security tomorrow.
Speaking on behalf of the African group, Ambassador Tekedu Alemu of Ethiopia stressed that developing countries need assistance to transform their economies in order to fight poverty in a sustainable manner. He said these countries, including those in Africa, must be helped to expand their manufacturing sectors and achieve industrialization.
We in Africa have made significant strides in achieving our development objectives. Some of the fastest growing economies in the world are now found in Africa. The flow of FDI is also increasing, with emerging economies playing a key role, particularly in critical sectors, contributing to the development process in the continent. Despite these achievements, however, the economic structure of many countries in the continent has yet to develop to address the various social and economic challenges to achieve economic transformation, which is so critical, particularly for eradicating poverty in a sustainable manner.
Mahadi Juma Malim, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Tanzania, said many developing countries have taken bold initiative to mobilize domestic resources. He said they have established policies and regulatory frameworks which have created a conducive environment for attracting both domestic and foreign investment.
Moreover, there have been deliberate actions to strengthen good governance, rule of law, human rights, and democratic institutions. As a result of these efforts, the economies of developing countries are growing steadily. This is justified by the fact that out of 10 global fastest growing economies, 6 are from Africa. Despite these efforts, domestic resources have proved to be insufficient in themselves, hence the continued relevance of international resource mobilization for development, especially private international capital flows in terms of foreign direct investment, FDI.
Lizwi Nkombela of South Africa stressed the need for developed countries to honor their commitments to provide financial support for development in developing countries.
The African continent in particular faces severe challenges in implementing MDGs. Commitments that were made in clinicals to increase assistance to Africa should be honored in order to assist the continent to extricate itself from challenges of poverty and underdevelopment. We also attach great importance to a strengthening of and more intergovernmental inclusive process for carrying out financing for development follow-up.
The commitments in Gleneagles, Scotland, were made by leaders of the Group of Eight industrialized countries in 2005 to provide $25 billion a year for Africa to fight poverty. Deanne Penn, United Nations.